Mother Claire. You did well to rebuke this cloud of darkness, and I want to encourage you all to take authority over these things being sent to you. Should we send them back? Better to bind them at my feet and allow me to dispose of them. I will put them out of commission. You have all learned a great deal about the ways of Satanism. It is well for you to use this knowledge to frustrate their attacks on you. It is also true when you open the door to them when you complain, so avoid that and be extremely aware of this habit in all of you. Just because you do not voice your complaint does not prevent the enemy from hearing it. And when he does, he will attack you because your complaint and ungratefulness just open the door wide open to him and all other negative forces. You will do much harm to the evil ones by refusing ever to complain, rather choosing always to be grateful for those things others complain about, because you know that I'm using every drop of suffering for sinners to repent and to come to me. Claire, thank me for your pains. I wish you could see the fruits of your sufferings. If you trust me, I can tell you many, many souls benefit from them, including your children. You will someday see how very worthwhile they were to you in your exile. I know it is difficult to work on music when there is darkness in the house, when Papa is hurting, but you must train yourself to catch the current beneath the surface turbulence. I am quite serious in saying this. You're wasting time by caving to it. Do your best to make him comfortable. Shake it off and keep going. He will benefit greatly by hearing you play and arrange songs. In heaven, the two of you will have a wonderful time playing together. You truly do bring something special with your music. It is your special touch. The angels love to hear it too. ones. Each of you has something special to contribute to this mission. Whether it is joyfully cooking or cleaning, editing, writing, recording, or worshiping while you work. These things move darkness away from you and those surrounding you. Please worship as much as you can, for it is a powerful antidote against the dark medicine they try to infect you with. What they send is debilitating and steals your creative resolve and energy. In order to be free of that influence, you must be vigilant to immediately recognize the enemy is afoot. You will know by a sudden mood change. Pay attention to where and how that change takes you to a place you do not want to be in. You will recognize the name by how it feels. Once you have discovered the handle and perhaps other forces are working with it, take a firm grip of them and send them to my feet. You will know their names by how they make you think and feel. There's absolutely no reason to put up with these feelings for even one moment. The better you get in ridding yourselves of them, the more you can teach others, bringing great relief to them. Some very common ones are hindering, discouragement, fatigue, rebellion, self-will, rejection, retaliation, pride, gossip, jealousy, self-hatred, scorn, contempt, and hopelessness. There is no reason at all to suffer through their presence. Take authority when you first recognize them. They are sent to stop you in your tracks, whatever work is assigned to you. The more creative the work, the greater the opposition. It is when you are lazy. Do not stop what you are doing and dispose of them that you suffer the most. They have a way of burrowing into your emotions and hindering you, which casts a pall